Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott White with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with some exciting news on this BizBuzz. I'm with Thane White from the Warsaw Racquet Club, and you got some exciting news about March Madness, but in a different kind of way.
Absolutely. Yes, we've got our big, it's the first annual Pickle Madness going on here at the Warsaw Racquet Club. It's March 22nd and 23rd. Starts on a Saturday, goes over into Sunday if we've got enough people and enough participants that we need a second day. That's what we're planning on.
Oh, that's fantastic. Pickleball, pickleball, pickleball. That's all I hear. In fact, my wife has the pickleball channel on all the time at home and stuff. That's fantastic. So is this just for advanced players or is this for all levels? Or
absolutely. So it's for all levels. Amateur, it's an amateur tournament.
Okay.
But we're hoping it's kind of becomes a big deal here in Warsaw. It's something that we haven't felt like has been offered before and covering a variety of skill levels. So all the way from amateur, you know, the 3-0 men's, 3-0 women's, mixed, all the way up to 4-5 plus in each event category. So we're excited to be able to offer something new and unique to the community. And with that, we're actually tying it around one of the most exciting times of year as well.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. That's where the madness part comes in. So Pickle Madness is tied around that first weekend of the March Madness tournament. Those Saturday and Sunday games will be going on inside the club. We will have somewhere around 8 to 10 TVs going on.
Oh my goodness. So you can play in the tournament and still not miss any of March Madness basketball.
Absolutely.
That's
the thought process.
Oh, that's awesome thing.
You're either, there's 8 courts of action going on our pickleball courts. We'll have 8 going on at a time. And then in the club going on, there will be a bunch of food and drinks where people can buy a general admission wristband for food and drinks, $10. Oh. Get to eat all you want.
Oh, nice.
On those days. And then we'll have a whole bunch of the basketball madness going on the TVs. Like I said, we've got our lounge now set up for mm-hmm. that. A whole bunch of TVs throughout the club in various different places. And, I mean, you see it. We're up here at the viewing deck now.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Should have a pretty good way to view the tourney, both on the pickleball courts and on the TV. So.
Yeah, if you haven't been out to the Warsaw Racquet Club, this place is beautiful. We're at on a mezzanine now, overlooking the tennis courts, the Wilby pickleball courts.
Yep.
And so that sounds fantastic. So you've taken over, you've taken over the Racquet Club here recently. So what are some of the changes you see? Are you have a different schedule throughout
sure.
the summer? What do you see in the
yeah.
future?
Yeah, some big changes, actually. Certainly this tournament is one where we're venturing out into some new things that haven't been offered before, but also big change when it comes to usually the club would actually close at the end of March.
Right.
And so come April 1st, we will continue on with our programming and we will actually be adding new stuff.
Oh, wow.
So we will be here all spring and summer. And we're excited for some of the offerings we're going to have that range from both, of course, tennis, which is our specialty, to some futsal things, as well as we're looking at offering some kids summer camp stuff as well mm-hmm. To have some youth sports offerings here. So that's something to be on the lookout for, and we'll have more information on our website here very shortly. By the way, I didn't tell you this prior to us sitting down here today, but we just got a brand new website as well.
Oh,
so we look like we belong in the 2020s now. It's kind of exciting. It's an exciting time here at the Racquet Club.
And what's the website?
The website is warsawracquetclub.com.
Well, that can't be any easier. And how do you spell racket, though?
That's where we get a little bit difficult. RACQUET. Warsaw Racquet Club is the website.
Yeah. Now, you're upstairs, I don't know, we call this party room or whatever. I see it's got sinks. It's got places for food. Do you rent this out for, like, proms or birthday parties or anything like that?
Great question. Actually, yes. So, we do. We have started hosting a number of – we've got private events. We've got people who are able to and wish to rent it out for graduations. It's going to be one of our big things coming up here. We're already taking some bookings for that. And we have a handful of dates still open. So, by all means, people are welcome to call us or reach out via email. And inquire about those because we will be filling it up. So we've got quite the offering here for graduation and private parties. So.
Oh, what a fun place. And I remember you still have the racquetball court, so you could probably play volleyball even if you want. If you never played
sure could.
Volleyball on a racquetball court, it's a blast because you can use the walls and it's so much fun.
Yes, yes, absolutely. A unique offering, I think.
Oh, yes. Now, so how do people register again for the pickleball tournament?
Registering for the pickleball tournament, you can find information on our website, as well as we have an Eventbrite event that's shared on our Facebook page that you can go on Eventbrite directly, or We also, for those who are pretty serious and are checking their duper ratings very often, we have the tournament able to be registered for on pickleballbrackets.com.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, well, so come on out to Pickle Madness, call Thing and register, and have a blast during March Madness. Thanks, Thing.
Thanks, Scott.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Sheila Strickland from Downtown Candy Store. Welcome, Sheila.
Thank you.
Now, I wish you could see this through the radio, but this is such a cute place. You got all kinds of candies and ice cream. You got, I mean, the Downtown Candy Store, but this is much more than just candy.
That's right. So we do have over 150 kinds of candy.
Oh, my goodness.
But we also serve 12 flavors of hand-dipped ice cream. 10 flavors are always stationary and 2 are rotating. We offer cups, cones, shakes, floats, sundaes, brownie delights, and ice cream nachos.
Oh, yeah, ice cream nachos. Nice. Yes. Awesome. Now you have like mocktails too.
Yes. So on top of that, we do have our mocktails, which are Dirty Dr. Peppers, Roy Rogers, Shirley Temples, and Chocolate Cokes.
Oh, those all bring back great memories for me. I remember Walter's Drugstore was right down the street when I was a kid, and we could get all those there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you have like candy and truffles and things like that too?
Yes. So we also are the only establishment in Kosciuszko County that sells Blondie's cookies. So I don't know if you've ever been to Glenbrook Mall or the University Mall up in South Bend.
Yeah.
But they sell Blondie's cookies there. And those are our biggest hit. Everyone comes in and gets those cookies.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm looking at some right now. They look
we
amazing.
We actually just have the 2 for the season. So we have a new carrot cake, and we also have the peanut butter chocolate blossoms.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. So this is right downtown Warsaw, too. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been open?
Actually, this month we'll make our 6 months downtown.
Yeah, and how's the community received you?
It has been such a wonderful blessing. We have actually had several different establishments come into Downtown Candy and support us, such as Social in Winona Lake, Sheila from Sheila's Sweet Treats in North Webster, Amanda from Scoops in North Webster, and also the White Rock in Wabash.
That's awesome. You get support from the
Definitely.
Community.
It's like with the sweets, it's like we're all one big happy community, always trying to support each other.
Well, how can you not be happy with sweets for crying
exactly.
out loud? Exactly. It looks like you have seating for about, what, 20 people
20
here?
20 people, yes.
Television, a really cozy fireplace.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we can seat up to 20 people. And this year we have really had a lot of people ask us about birthday parties.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is on our menu. I'm trying to get some packages together right now.
Yeah. Now you just mentioned that you have youth groups and study groups come in.
Yes. So we have reached out to the local churches to have Bible study on Wednesdays or on Sundays. And any type of study group is welcome here as well.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I noticed, you have a lot of different candy, but there's not a whole lot of chocolate here.
That is correct. So we do not sell chocolate. And I feel like each town is blessed with someone that specializes in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I do not specialize in chocolate.
Okay.
So I stick with the sweets and the ice cream and the mocktails.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I know where the days are getting longer now.
Yes.
What are your hours? And will they expand in the summertime?
Yes. Right now we are open Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 8, and Saturday, 10 to 8. But coming into the spring and summertime, we are going to open back up on Mondays. So it'll be Monday through Friday, 2 to maybe 9 o'clock. It seems like we really get busy around 7, 7:30. So we'll probably open until 9, and then Saturday again, 10 to 8, mm-hmm. 8 or 10 to 9.
Yeah, and as the name implies, Downtown Candy Store, you're right downtown Warsaw, right on Market Street. And people have said, gosh, I wish there was an ice cream shop in downtown Warsaw.
Yes, so when we go to the Main Street
Vision Planning thing,
yes, that's what everyone was saying. And it's just like, we're here. You know, we're still new, so we're still trying to get the word out. But yes, we are here, and any kind of ice cream that we have, you can make it a float, you can make it a sundae, you can really do whatever you want with your ice cream. We have several different toppings and syrups and things like that.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at your ice cream flavors, the banana pudding, rainbow sherbet, sea monster, puppy chow, mint chip, birthday cake, chocolate chip cookie dough, Superman, chocolate, cappuccino, vanilla, and strawberry. You can't get any better than that.
Right.
Yeah, some of your, I like your mocktails, Shirley Temple, Dirty Dr. Pepper, Roy Rogers, chocolate Coke, root beer float. Oh, yeah, man, creamsicle.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming to downtown Warsaw. Thank you so much for investing in our community. And if you haven't been here yet, come see Sheila, come see Jaden, and buy lots of candy and ice cream and cookies.
Definitely.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm joined again with Kelly Mauger from K County Events. Welcome, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's nice to see you again. Looks like you're out of hibernation from the wintertime.
Yes, and you as well, I hope.
Yeah, but I see some sun on your face. You look like you got some tan.
Yes, but just from good old Warsaw, Indiana.
Oh, that's locally grown tan. Great.
It is.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you said there's some exciting changes to kcountyevents.com website.
That's right. We have three big things we want to share with everyone. The first one is when people are looking at the website and looking for events, there's a group of you who really want to focus on those free events. Maybe money's tight or you just don't feel like spending money on a certain day. So we now have a filter that you can activate that shows you the free events or what should possibly be free in Kosciuszko.
Oh, wow. That's helpful. That's really helpful.
It is. So you can weed through 60 events, maybe whittle it down to 10, and that just makes it even easier to find what you want to do.
Okay, now, when I go to your webpage, do I see like a day at a time, a week at a time? What do I see?
Due to how many events there are each day, you can see a day at a time. And we have it so the whole day loads at once.
Oh,
it
okay.
makes that way you don't have to worry about scrolling too far or pressing a button. It's all loaded right there for you from the get-go.
Oh, that's handy. It's an awesome website. Let's not take it for granted that people know what K County Events is. So tell us a little bit about the overall view of K County Events.
Yes, that's true. K County Events was developed to curate and aggregate all the events in Kosciuszko in one spot. So that way you're not checking your spam folder or figuring out Facebook's algorithm or trying to find that paper that got stuffed at the bottom of your bag. When you want to find something to do, you can just go to K County Events.
So when the kids say, I'm bored, Mom, you can say, hey, let's go to K County Events and find something to do.
Yes. And maybe you already have plans. Maybe you live in Warsaw, but you're going to Syracuse for something.
Right.
You can quickly see what else might be going on in Syracuse I'd like to do while I'm already up there.
Oh, that's handy. Now, are these links like shareable in any way or can I
share
them with my friends?
Absolutely. If you find an event that you like, you can share that specific event with a friend. It's very easy to share that because before you weren't able to.
That's fantastic. Now for business owners or for community members, if they want to actually like sponsor your website so their business is featured or seen, or if their event is, they want extra publicity for their event, is there any way, do you have any sponsorships available?
Yes. If people would like to advertise on their website, we can do that. We also have a daily emailed newsletter and you can sponsor that for as little as $40 a week.
$40 a week, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, that's awesome. So kcountyevents.com, that's how people get in touch. That's your website, right?
Yes.
Great. And then how do people get in touch with you if they want to sponsor something?
They can email me at info@kcountyevents.com. If you're already subscribed to our daily emails, you can also hit reply to that.
Okay. That would be a fantastic way to get your word out about whether it's a festival or a fundraiser or a music production. Man, that's great.
Yes. The people on our email list want to know what's going on. We currently have a 40% daily open rate on it.
Wow. So 40% of the people that follow you or subscribe to you look at it every day.
That's right.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Well, Kelly, I can't thank you enough for providing this awesome service to Kosciuszko County. And please check out her website at kcountyevents.com.
Thanks, Scott. Hope to see you around.
Thanks, Kelly.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.